Hello, hello, you're listening to the Career Changemaker podcast. Having the courage to leave a career that you have worked hard to build and try something else can be tough. So in each episode, we dive into key career change strategies so that you have a clear understanding of what is required to transition into a new role or a new industry without feeling like you have to start at the bottom or have to take a massive pay cut. Because hashtag ain't nobody got time for that. If you are ready for frank and honest discussions about how to become a career changemaker, keep listening. I'm your host, lawyer turned career strategist and executive coach, Janine Esbrand. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am excited to talk to you about this topic today. I'm gonna be talking about the fact that it's time to get noticed. It's time to step up and it's time to get noticed. I have been working with some of my executive coaching clients recently, and this topic has been coming up. And recently, I have been really reflecting on what is it that is really holding people back from moving towards the goals that they have when it comes to career progression, when it comes to career advancement, when it comes to stepping up to the next level. What is holding people back? And one of the biggest things that I've noticed is there is a reluctance around visibility. There is a reluctance around showing up. And because there's a reluctance around showing up, it means that people are not getting noticed in the way that they need to in order to achieve their goals. So I want to talk about that. And it's amazing to me when I get feedback from people. I receive messages on LinkedIn, or I receive emails where people are sharing and thanking me for their support. And the reason why it's amazing is that there are people from Australia and from the States and from the UK and from Russia and from Pakistan and from all over. When I look at the breakdown of where people are listening from, there's people in over 100 countries that have been listening to the podcast. And why am I sharing this with you? I'm sharing this with you because the podcast has done so much in terms of my experience and learning and growing as I've been growing my business. But one of the things that has been key for me when it comes to the podcast is visibility. It has given me visibility in so many ways. I've been able to get in front of an audience that I wouldn't otherwise be able to get in front of. I've been able to connect with potential clients. I've been able to connect with clients. I've been able to make amazing connections that have led to opportunities. I've been able to do so much because I decided to get visible in this way. I decided to get visible by becoming a podcast host. Now, I'm not saying that everybody needs to be a podcast host. I'm not saying that in order for you to be successful in your career, you need to go out and start a podcast. But what I am saying is that you need to figure out what your visibility strategy is. What is your visibility plan? Because if up to this point you have been relying on your hard work to open doors for you, your hard work to get you to where you want to go, what I want to say to you is that's not enough. Like, working hard is not enough. Getting your head down and doing the work is absolutely not enough. What needs to happen is you do the work, that's a given, but then people need to know about you doing the work. Do the work, but then people need to know that you're doing the work. Oftentimes we assume that those who are in more senior positions to us, or those who are in our industry or our clients, will just know that we have been working hard. And whilst, yeah, they might realize, the reality is everybody's busy. Everybody's busy. And so it's your job to make sure that the right people know about the work that you're doing and the right people are able to acknowledge the work that you're doing. And in order to do that, you need to be more intentional. You need to be intentional. There are like two main things that I see as challenging for people. One is the mindset and the other is intention. So let's talk about mindset. So if you are going into your day-to-day work with the mindset that you should be working hard and you should be keeping your head down, and that if you start talking about the work that you're doing or boasting about the work that you're doing, then that isn't good, and that you're not being humble enough or you're not being modest enough. If that's the way that you're approaching things, then that mindset is holding you back. And I encourage you, I invite you to make a shift in that regard so that you are able to see that the work that you do is valid, but in order for it to make the most impact, people need to experience the work that you do and people need to know about the work that you do, right? So shifting that mindset is key, is absolutely key, because so many of the people that I work with and that I speak to are brilliant. They are amazing at what it is that they do, but they don't really act like it. They don't act like it. In the moment, in the delivery, they might be acting like it. But when it comes to really talking about what they're doing and owning their expertise and owning the impact that they can make, they then shy away and they don't show up in the same way. And so if you are somebody who is looking to be making major moves in your career going into 2023, it is really time to step up and get noticed. It's time for you to really look at what is it that I've been doing, but then how am I being visible? That's the second thing, visibility. Do you have an intentional visibility plan? What is your plan? And visibility can happen on two levels, or it should be happening on two levels. Visibility internally within your organization, and then visibility externally. So within your organization, do the right people actually know who you are? Are they aware of the impact that you're making? Are they aware of the contribution that you're making? And this is particularly important now when we're in a situation where people are doing hybrid working, where we have remote working. Do people really know what it is that you're doing internally? And then externally, do people know who you are within your industry? Do they know who you are within your industry? Are you a go-to person that people would think of when they need the service that your company provides or the expertise that you have? And if the answer to those things, no, like people don't really know me internally apart from my immediate team, people don't really know me externally apart from the clients I've actually worked with, then there's opportunity for you. There's opportunity for you to be more intentional about how it is you're showing up and how it is people are learning about you. How are you showing up? How are people learning about you? You are an individual who's making a contribution to your organization. That's great. You're being paid to make a contribution. You're being paid to add value, but you're also an individual who should be building your reputation for your expertise. So it isn't just about, okay, I'm going to show up and I'm just going to do my job. It's like, oh no, but your job sits within a bigger picture. Your job sits within a bigger organization. Your job sits within a bigger industry. So how can you be really showing up and making sure that your contribution is seen and it is heard? So as I said, having a podcast doesn't necessarily have to be it. Like, you could be someone who says, actually, I'm going to leverage the power of LinkedIn and I'm going to share my perspective because I have a perspective and my perspective is valid. And I want to just dive in a little bit to sharing your perspective, because when I first started my podcast, I saw that there were lots of podcasts that are about career. There's lots of careers podcasts, career development podcasts, career change podcasts. And initially I'm like, oh, like there's a lot of people that are doing this already. Like, do I really need to add to the conversation? But then I realized that my perspective and the way that I talk about things and the way that I share things is going to be different from other people's. And so whilst, yeah, there might be other people that are doing the same thing, there isn't anybody who's doing it in the way that I would do it, because there's only one me. Right. And so sharing my perspective has meant that there are people who may have struggled with a particular topic or struggled to understand the breakdown of something before. And then they heard it in the way that I explained it. Maybe it's like an analogy that I use or how I broke it down. And then the penny dropped for them or it clicked for them. So just know that the way that you do things, the way that you show up and execute in your work, the way that you share your perspective, the way that you explain things can be the difference between someone not understanding or not being able to move forward and someone being able to. So own that and recognize that your voice is valid. It should be heard. Share your perspective, particularly if you're someone who is aspiring to be a leader. Like, if you are in a management position and you want to move up into senior leadership, or if you're a junior and you want to move up into management, your perspective matters. Your perspective is what people are going to be looking to on situations, because at the end of the day, there will be scenarios or there will be circumstances, there will be projects where you have to share your perspective, and that perspective is going to help people to decide one way or another way. And so getting comfortable with sharing your perspective is important. Because the higher up you go, the more and more people are going to lean on you to share your opinion. They're going to lean on you to share your perspective. So you have the opportunity to practice that as you move up. I love that Dr. Michelle just mentioned that develop partnerships internally. Yes. So when it comes to your building your profile internally within your organization, there's opportunity for partnership. There's opportunity for collaboration. There's opportunity for mentoring. There's so many opportunities for you to connect with other people within your organization in different ways that allows you to become visible. Really, really simple one is, how do you participate in meetings? How do you participate? Are you just observing? Are you just there, camera off, listening? Or are you actively engaged in what's going on? Are you asking questions? Are you highlighting insights? Like, be the person who is actively engaged, because that's how you get noticed. When you make a thoughtful comment, or when you ask a really good question, those things pique the interest of other people. So what I'm asking you to do, and what I'm suggesting you do, doesn't have to be huge. It can be you taking small, simple steps that helps you to go from just like head down, getting the work done, to actually doing the things that move the needle. Because you're hired to do a job, right? You're hired against a job description. You showing up and doing the work you're hired to do is a given. I mean, that's why they hired you, and that's why they're paying you. In order for you to go above and beyond, there's more that you can be doing. And it's not necessarily doing from a place of, oh, I just need to do more work and I need to put in more hours. It's about strategically doing things that allow you to bring your presence and bring your uniqueness and bring your strengths to the table in the work that you're doing, and allow people to see that. Because that's what really makes the difference. You showing up as you, and you really allowing all the goodness and all the awesomeness that comes with you being who you are to the table through the work that you do on a day-to-day basis. And building relationships with people is key. But if you're not really open to engaging, if you're not really open to looking at opportunities to engage with other people, it's really difficult to then build relationships with them. Okay. So as we are rounding up the end of the year, this is definitely a time where people are in reflection mode, and it's like, okay, what are my plans? What are my goals for 2023? And I want you to be thinking about beyond just, okay, what am I doing? Like, what are the things that I'm going to do? Also think about, how am I going to be showing up next year, and how is that going to make a difference towards how I'm perceived, and then therefore how I'm able to attract opportunities? That's a big part. Like, how am I going to show up? Not just like, what am I going to do behind the scenes, but like, what am I going to be putting in place so that I am more visible? Because if you want to make an impact in your career, if you want to make a difference, then you have to be visible. Like, people have to see the work that you're doing so that they can fully appreciate and they can fully benefit from it. So that is what I want to share with you. It's time to step up and it's time to get noticed. I speak to too many women, too many ladies who are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. But one, they're not acknowledging it. And two, they're not sharing that brilliance with the world. I don't want you to be one of those people. And so start showing up. And if you need help with that, if you're like, okay, Janine, that all sounds well and good, just show up, but like, I don't feel confident to do that, or I'm not sure how I go about doing that, or that makes me feel uncomfortable, then you may be someone who could benefit from some coaching. All right, that's all for today. I'll be back very, very soon. If you're not currently following me, make sure that you do that, because I share various career advancement, career development, career change strategies, tips, and all that jazz. Thank you for joining. Bye. If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any future episodes. Also, I would love to know what your biggest takeaway has been from today's episode. Come over and join us in our Career Changemakers community over on LinkedIn so that you can join the conversation there. Head over to lightbotscoaching.com/community and it will take you right to the group.